Dubai Eye
103.8. There is an event taking place down there this weekend which might allow you to go and have a look at the newly refurbished Jumeirah Beach Hotel, because JBH and Wild Wadi Water Park are helping to host and present the Demand DXB Swim Fest. It's a mass participation swimming event for the entire community. It's sanctioned by the UAE Swimming Federation and the Dubai Sports Council. It fits nicely in as one of the official events of the Dubai Fitness Challenge, and it's organised by our friends at Professional Sports Group. Jamie Cunningham is their CEO. He joins us live on the line now. Jamie, always good to chat with you.
Good morning, Tom. How are we doing?
Not too bad, my friend. A busy weekend for you and all the PSG team. Talk to us about DXB Swim Fest. What's the inspiration behind it?
I mean, the inspiration behind it is getting active in the water, in simple terms. I mean, there are, as you know, we've done many different mass participation sport events over the years. For many years, we did an event down the road in Abu Dhabi, a swimming festival there, and we always wanted to find the opportunity to bring it up here to Dubai. Speaking of the sort of timing came together with Jumeirah and the refurb of the Jumeirah Beach Hotel and the Wild Wadi team. And, you know, basically, you know, during the Dubai Fitness Challenge, to have this is a great time. So we've got, you know, the Dubai Mile, which is for some serious swimmers and triathletes and people that want to do their thing. We've got some family challenges, the parent relay, which will be a lot of fun for everybody taking part in that. And obviously the Swim the Burj Al Arab, which is just an iconic, you know, challenge event to do along the way. So, yeah, it's sort of been about 12 years in the making of trying to get this off the ground here, effectively. But it's one where finally we've got the opportunity and we're super excited about it.
Adman obviously being very active through their Active Life programme in making our lives healthier and better across the whole of the UAE. They've been very much involved in a number of events and initiatives down in Abu Dhabi. They're up here sponsoring and putting their name to the DXB Swim Fest as well. Is that evidence of the fact that the Demand message, the Demand mantra is a UAE-wide based initiative?
100%. I mean, it's something where their health and medical insurance that they've got is driven by get active and sport for all. So, you know, it's one where, yes, you're right, originally a lot of the events they were doing in Abu Dhabi, but they've also done the Colour Run here. And it was a natural extension to come involved with the Demand DXB Swim Fest. So, you know, they're a great partner. Obviously, as I said, Jumeirah as well, Go Sport and many others have helped to bring this together. And, you know, we're excited about it. We've also got your friend Chad Leclos, who I think you've met previously, the Olympic and world champion swimmer who's coming across for the event and as part of it. So it should be a really good mix.
Are these events about participation? Obviously, there's always a competition element to it, but is the main sort of mantra to get people into the water and get people mass participation involved?
100%. You know what? And that's why it suits to during the Dubai Fitness Challenge to be to run these type of events and put it there. Look, at the end of the day, there's only a few people that can win these races that are taking part in the weekend in our event and probably in many others. So it's about getting people active. You know, the waters of, you know, and the beaches of Dubai offer, you know, fantastic, you know, free facilities on the whole for people to get out there and do their thing. You know, open water swimming, you know, is an interesting one because, you know, perhaps if you haven't done it before, you think, oh, gosh, isn't there a risk to doing that? Well, not really. You know, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, it's about swimming and just getting out there and being active. So, you know, tomorrow's event, Saturday's event is massively about people giving it a go. You know, as a business, we look at the, you know, actually our sort of family relay and the kids events that we've got, the splash dashes, as being the core of the event, because it's just about getting out there and doing your thing. This is a big family event where, you know, I remember actually I did do originally a charity event with my daughter where we swam the Burj back in, around the Burj back in 2008 for Médecins Sans Frontières, I think it was. And actually our selfie at the end of it with the Burj Al Arab is something that's in the family picture book on Facebook or whatever it may be. You know, it's one of those things where it's about, it's not, we were never going to win it, but we did it together. And that's what this is about, whether it's, you know, swimming with your family, swimming with your friends, or just giving it a go to be the best you can be. That's what the Demand DXB Swim Fest is about.
Are registrations still open, Jamie? Are they closed? Can people just turn up on the day?
Well, the good news is we're sold out, actually, technically, Tom. So that it's one of those where we closed it last night. We agreed with Jumeirah a number for year one on the format. Obviously, safety is at the heart of what we're doing, and we've got to make sure it's a, you know, it's a good operation. So that we've got over 1,000 swimmers coming on Saturday, which was the original plan. So unfortunately, this time around, for any listeners that would have wanted to do it, we'll have to hopefully come back and we want to grow the event into being sort of 2,000-3,000 people in the coming years is the plan. We're looking at a model of, in South Africa, actually, there's a great event called the Midmar Mile, which has 10,000 people taking part in it, and that's our ambition with this event, which would be in a multi-day event in simple terms. But you know, this year we're in a good place with it, and hopefully we'll see some of the Dubai I team are putting their trunks on. I could probably sneak you
give
in.
Give it a rest.
Go forth and get your speedos on.
I would not wish that upon anybody.
Emma, I think you can twist his arm into doing that. Sure.
Well, we've got producer Joe and Robbie Greenfield are both doing it.
That's true. Yeah, really? they are represented.
They're doing it.
In terms, you mentioned there that you're up to numbers in the water, but can people still come down and support and cheer from the coast?
They can, in terms of if they've got a family member or friend taking part in it. It's something where we're all off the beach by 11 o'clock.
So okay.
It starts from, I think we're open from 6:30, I think it is, effectively. And the first race is at 7:30, which is the Dubai Mile. So, it's one where it's going to be a great day. And then actually all the kids under 16 that take part get Wild Wadi entry free for the day along the way. So it's going to be hopefully a fun event.
In terms of the message that's getting across, obviously Dubai Fitness Challenge, you've been involved with elite sportsmen and sportswomen in the world over. You've also been instrumental in building grassroots sports initiatives here in the region. Dubai Fitness Challenge, is it working?
Look, I think it's a brilliant initiative in simple terms. You know, it's one where I think as it's going to get stronger and stronger as the years build. I mean, look, it's the only city, country in the world that's doing a fitness challenge on this scale. You just have to look at the activities that are happening, across the Emirate. I think it's brilliant. You know, it's one where, yes, I think it is working because, you know, whether it's one or 10,000 people that take up sport is a very good thing. There is a sports culture here, which is growing. And I think, you know, you've been here, longer than I have technically in the UAE. And, you know, we've seen how people have got more and more active, whether that is, you know, there's been a cycling fad, and now more sort of endurance sports that are coming into play. You know, I think that's the culture that's creating both amongst the local community and expats and visitors. So I think, yes, it is. I think it's a brilliant plan. And, you know, the other bit, I know you had Mo Farah on, has been across for the, to promote sport as more international, you know, celebrities and guests come here. It sort of reinforces the message of Dubai being a centre of, of both sporting excellence and health and well-being.
Jamie, can't wait for it. It's the DXB Swim Fest. It's taking place this Saturday down at Jumeirah Beach Hotel. You've been one of the few that's been able to have a look at the newly refurbished, recently reopened Jumeirah Beach Hotel. Is it as good as the previous incumbent?
I think it's better. I mean, obviously they've done a great job with the refurb. I was, I was with the GM yesterday and said that. I think it's an iconic hotel here in the region, and the rooms are looking fantastic, and they've tweaked some of the restaurants along the way and improved some of the hospitality offerings along the way. So yeah, I think they've done a fantastic job with an iconic hotel and resort, and I'd thoroughly recommend that listeners come along and see what they've got to offer.
Jamie, can't wait to it. It's Saturday morning. We will be there in numbers. Looking forward to it. For now, though, Jamie Cunningham, thanks so much indeed for your time.
Thanks, Tom. Get your speedos and come along.
A I'll have to dust them off, I think. CEO of Professional Sports Group, Jamie Cunningham, talking about DXB Swimfest. If you missed the information, worry not, because that one will be podcast almost immediately, and it'll be available online. So make sure you listen back to that one.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.